Surviving high feed costs. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. When it comes to surviving high feed costs in the cattle business, John Grimes, Extension Beef Coordinator at The Ohio State University, says there are options to consider between now and the next grazing season.
If you're in an area that's got some damaged corn and somebody that's willing to let you purchase it for silage, I think it's a great option with the baggers and things like that. You don't have to be set up permanently for handling silage. If you've got a front-end loader or a skid steer, you can certainly deal with that, and there's certainly a lot of feed value with that, even if there's not as much corn. We've got some other things like annual forages such as oats and rye. Now's the time we need to be sowing oats to get some fall, early winter type feed utility. You can graze that or wrap it for baleage. Rye, you can graze it early. The main thing with rye is you don't want to take off more than half of it and still have production for next March and April. So it kind of depends on which end of the winter you want your feed. If you want it early, I'd go with oats. If you want it later, I'd consider rye. Of course, stockpiling grass, we can put on up to 50 units of nitrogen. If you got a pasture you can set aside, it needs to be done fairly shortly in the next couple weeks. If we get moisture, we'll get good production. Grazing corn stalks, that's always an old standby. Unfortunately, a lot of our fences have been ripped out, and we don't have as much water. So there might have to be some adjustment there. But I guess the bottom line is think outside the box, do some creative things to try to get through this period of higher feed costs.
Let's talk about cows for just a moment. Going through that heat and everything, calving, and are we going to see some impact from the heat?
Well, absolutely. I would really encourage cow-calf men to palpate this fall. It's a practice that's way underutilized, especially expensive as feed costs are going to be. We can't really afford to carry an open cow through the winter, and what concerns me is the heat that we had in late June and first half of July. I don't care if you're artificial insemination or bull use, it certainly was going to impact the fertility of the bulls. It would not surprise me if we see lower conception rates, and I think just a sound practice would be to palpate them and call out, you know, problems if you've got them. I just think we can't afford to put the expensive feed in an open cow.
Grimes adds that the things he talked about are really things that should be considered even when we aren't dealing with drought conditions. There's nothing wrong, he says, with finding ways to cut feed costs, even in a normal year. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.